Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Stay up to date with your sperm count with Enumerate. Share your results with your partner or even compare with your friends. Whether you're trying for kids or just plain curious, Enumerate will count each potential life form that you've created. Enumerate's state-of-the-art technology calculates the quality of your sperm, tail length, potency, and speed. When you download the app, Enumerate will take your results and create digital copies. You can then use these copies to make digital avatars of your sperm and use them to race against your friends. Go to enumerate.com to purchase your at-home touchscreen tester and use offer code FLUID to get 10% off your first purchase. Enumerate. Be in control of your vitality.
Previously on Killjoy.
Well, there are many reasons, but the main one is because he's a murderer. You know, there's really not even the smallest whiff of innocence there. He's, you know, he's so obviously guilty.
Okay, look, Amy, I'm gonna be honest with you, okay? He did do it, honey. Like, we all think he did do it.
Leave Sharon's belly right now.
Why?
Because you've been way too bloody nosy, that's why.
Who are you?
You're listening to Killjoy. I'm Amy Upright. Chapter 7. Why does this keep happening to me? As part of this investigation, I spent an evening convincing a young man to lug around a simulated body that I built from stitching together pig's heads to test the time where the accused murderer, Gary Ford, was noted as disappearing from the local tavern. The time matched perfectly. Did my theory prove what I had hoped? The short answer, absolutely not at all, not even close. So I went back to the bed and breakfast to process what happened. There, I discovered something that shocked me again. In a nutshell, listeners, someone had broken into my room while I was out. They left a shit and a blood in my bed. Then they wrote, "Fuck you, Amy Upright. You little fuck. Go back to Canada. You don't belong here, you little hoser. Fuck." It was vulgar. It was unpleasant. And it was the second time an anonymous person had terrorized me. I was paralyzed with fear. I was not Canadian. I decided to call the cops, but it was too late.
Hi there. You've reached the Sharon's Valley Police Station. Unfortunately, you've called outside our opening hours, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Leave a message after the beep.
Hi there. This is Amy Upright, the American journalist who is staying in Sharon's Valley. I'm in serious danger. I cannot talk about it right now because I don't know who's listening or watching me, but I need your help. If you could call me back, my number is, actually, I don't know. I don't know what my number is. Hold on a sec.
I tried racking my brains as to who would want to threaten me. I did wonder, did it have to be this way? Why couldn't I investigate a case without all this drama? I decided that I had to move quickly. I didn't have time to clean up the mess, and technically, I didn't have to. It wasn't my fault, and also, the room came with a cleaning fee. I had to call in a favor to the only person who I knew would be up at this hour. Desperate times calls for desperate measures.
Oh, hi. Come in.
Thanks.
Welcome to my garage.
Yeah, thanks for letting me crash.
Yeah. It's my tools.
Cool.
What have you been up to?
Not much. I mean, I was trying to sleep, but I couldn't.
Yeah, is it too cold in here? Because I can,
Yeah, if you want to put a heater on, that would
be good. Yeah, I can put that. Yeah, grab a seat. I've got some Coke.
Yeah, I'll have a Coke.
Cool.
I sought refuge with Noah, the plucky teen with a nose for justice that had given me a hand with my investigation. I want to make it clear, listeners, that I slept on Noah's sofa bed. As much as it wasn't the most delightful place, I knew I'd be safe here. No one would ever suspect me, a girl from Illinois, hiding out in a garage that was poorly renovated into a bedroom. The buzz that you can hear is from the large tank of tropical fish and three large freezers. That night, I slept terribly. The bar and the sofa bed stuck into my back, and the only thing keeping me warm was a polyfleece Return of the Jedi blanket that barely covered my torso. But there was a part of me that, even though I was frustrated with how this investigation was turning out, I would not and could not stop. I needed to know the truth about something. The next day, I figured I needed a different perspective.
What do you think about this whole situation?
Look, I don't know what to say. I mean, it's complicated.
Yeah, it really is.
But I think what you're doing is really brave, Amy.
Come on, Noah. I'm just making a podcast. I would be lucky if it got more than 10,000 downloads.
I'd listen to it.
Really?
Yeah. It's not every day that an American celebrity comes to your hometown. You're probably the best thing that's ever happened to this place.
That's not true. I'm not a celebrity.
Seriously? Nothing happens here.
I just find it hard, you know? I can't work Gary out. I need to prove that there was a miscarriage of justice and that he didn't do it.
Maybe you just need to ask him.
Huh?
Well, have you asked him if he killed his wife?
No, I haven't. I don't think that would be appropriate.
Amy, if you want something, you should just ask for it. Power of now.
I don't know what you're meaning.
Just have a think about it. Maybe the answer is right in front of you. Visualize it. It will manifest itself.
Yeah.
Maybe Noah was right. Maybe I needed to be more assertive with Gary, or I needed some spiritual enlightenment, or both. Next time on Killjoy, I pay someone a visit.
Amy, I want you to tell me, do you think I did it?
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.